on this great day of Pentecost, we are invited to open our hearts to recognize the power of the Holy Spirit, to become aware of the inherent greatness in our vocation as Christians. As we heard in the first reading, Acts of the Apostles, on the day of Pentecost in the upper room, as the disciples were gathered in prayer, along with Blessed Mother Mary, the Holy Spirit filled the entire house in which they were. It was this coming of the Holy Spirit that transformed the small group of Jesus' disciples into mighty warriors of the kingdom of God. Fear was transformed into power. Timidity was changed into boldness. Uncertainty was converted into conviction. Our own lives need an encounter of this life-transforming experience. Is our Christian life dull and slow, merely secure with routine actions of prayers and sacraments? Is our life of faith lukewarm, simply being pulled on without any particular awareness or lived without any enthusiasm? Then we need the mighty movement of the Holy Spirit to impress life and vitality to our life and our faith. The feast of the Pentecost is very often not accorded the solemn tone in comparison to other feasts like Christmas or Easter. But let us realize that in the Holy Spirit and in the celebration of this feast, we have a great treasure to cherish and to enjoy. Each Christian ought to build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Each Christian must become more aware of the role of Holy Spirit in daily living. How wonderful it would be if we could inculcate a few practical resolutions to grow in our intimacy and union with the powerful and dynamic personality of the Blessed Trinity. Invoking a tiny chaplet, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and minds as we begin a particular activity or work." Making a short examination of conscience at the end of the day, introspecting our lives. Cooperating with the Holy Spirit to become effective agents of unity in our homes, our communities, our places of work, and our churches. Purposely creating a few seconds of silence in the schedule of our works or our activity or through the course of the day, and talking to the Holy Spirit as a friend in the cave of our heart. Listening to the still gentle voice of the Holy Spirit in the depths of our being speaking to us. To be more active, to read God's word in the Bible and to partake of the sacraments more frequently, especially confession and Holy Eucharist. The Lord has blessed our lives with the gift of the Holy Spirit. He longs to be empowered in our lives. He earnestly wants to be in total control of our lives. But for this, He needs our permission. A permission in the form of longing for Him, making sincere efforts to live a life, casting away sin. Today, it is also the birthday of our Mother Church. May we cherish the life offered by our Mother in the sacraments. May we be aware of the worth of the source of life that is with us and live a life worthy of it. Let us join Blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman's favorite little prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, make our ears to hear, make our eyes to see, make our mouths to speak, make our hearts to seek, make our hands to reach out and touch the world with your love. Amen.